In summary, we've seen how the management of challenging behaviour within healthcare settings is complex and multifaceted. It's not confined to the immediate incident itself, but should begin during the planning of care, in staff training, and in the implementation of relevant policies and guidelines that help to minimise the frequency and severity of incidents. Careful planning of workloads, practices, and working environments can also help. It also continues long after the incident has occurred through the process of debriefing. This personal and institutional reflection enables the lessons learned to be applied in order to further reduce incidents in the future. Of course, occasionally it may be necessary to take matters further through appropriate channels, depending on the nature of the incident and its consequences. Being aware of challenging behaviour and how to manage this will enable you to work as an effective practitioner, providing person-centred care to all of your clients.